Over at the ball, the prince didn't know what to think. "Why do you have that sad look on your face?" the queen said to her son. "Look around you. You could not ask for finer maidens than this."
"I know, mother," said the prince, yet he knew something was wrong. He had met many of the young women, yet after he said hello one by one, he could find nothing more to say.
"Look," someone pointed to the front door.
"Who is that?"
All heads turned. Who was that lovely maiden stepping down the stairs? She held her head tall and looked as if she belonged, but no one knew her.
"There's something about her," said the prince to himself. "I will ask her to dance," and he walked over to Cinderella.
"Have we met?" said the prince.
"I am pleased to meet you now,"
said Cinderella with a bow.
"I feel as if I know you," said the prince, "but of course, that is impossible."
"Many things are possible," said Cinderella, "if you wish them to be true."
The prince felt a leap in his heart. He and Cinderella danced. When the song was over, they danced again. And then they danced again, and yet again. Soon the other maidens at the ball grew jealous. "Why is she dancing all the time with her?" they said. "How rude!" But all the prince could see was Cinderella. They laughed and talked, and they danced some more. In fact, they danced for so long that Cinderella didn't see the clock.
"Dong," said the clock. Cinderella looked up.